We continue to look at the top prospects in the 2014 draft, and we're checking out quarterback Blake Bortles. And for that, we go to Orlando and none other than John Cooper of Saturdays Down South. John, always fun to talk with you. And tell us about Blake Bortles overall. We saw what he did in the bowl game. We have Googled and we've seen the stuff about his very attractive girlfriend, but there's a lot more to him than just that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're looking at Blake Bortles, you're looking at guys as a total package. I mean, the first thing that sticks out to you, that really jumps out to you, is his frame. I mean, this guy looks a lot like Ben Roethlisberger. He's built very similar to Ben Roethlisberger. I think he's a little bit better athletically from that standpoint. He's around 6'4", 230 pounds. So to see him on TV, to see him compete is one thing. But when you stand next to this guy, you know, you are just taken aback by just how physically impressive he is. He's the most physically gifted quarterback, in my opinion, size-wise, in this draft class. That's probably the first thing that jumps out. And then when you watch the tape, you know, you start digging a little bit deeper and really seeing, you know, look, this guy wasn't really known coming into the season, but, you know, thanks to a great season, thanks to leading his team to a championship, leading his team to a Fiesta Bowl win over Baylor, you get a sense that there is a lot of hype with this guy, but it's all justified and warranted.
Despite all these high-profile comparisons, you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. We've also heard mention of Andrew Luck. Bortles is still not the sexiest pick in this draft. What is it that he needs to do to reach that next level? What is he missing?
Well, I think, you know, from a standpoint of, you look at the conference he played in, the AAC, and it's one of those things where had he played in the Southeastern Conference, for example, had he played at somewhere like Florida, where a lot more media attention would be driven his way, I think he would have been on a lot of people's radar. So, you know, from a standpoint of coming out of nowhere, it's true he has. But, you know, thanks to a great season and being on the national stage, that tends to do that for you. You know, as far as the prospect that, you know, can he improve his draft chances? Absolutely. You know, it's not one of those things where, you know, this is a smaller program, so it's a bigger risk taking a guy like Bortles. Yeah, I don't really look at it that way. You know, I think from a standpoint physically, you mentioned, we've talked about Ben Roethlisberger. You mentioned Andrew Luck. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that anywhere, but I actually made that comparison myself. It's not from the standpoint of, you know, his quarterback maybe intellect or the way he can read defenses coming out of college. Maybe he's not as polished as Andrew Luck, but from size-wise, you know, he is a pretty polished quarterback, and he measures up to Andrew Luck physically.
John Cooper, Saturdays Down South, joining us, and you just brought up something very interesting about polished and reading defenses, running the offense. Still, he's been under George O'Leary, and that's got to count for something, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at the history of Coach O'Leary and what he's done in college football, and the one thing he's known for is a tremendous developer. And he takes lower-rated guys from the recruiting services out of high school. It transforms them, makes them play, makes them reach their maximum capability, and that's what you want to do as a coach. And that's something he's known for. That's something he's done with this program. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, before Bortles really took over as the head job to, you know, last season, they were kind of a strictly a pro-style under-center offense. Thanks to Bortles, thanks to his, you know, really his, I guess you want to call it diversity as a quarterback, he's really athletically gifted, obviously. They've been running more of a multiple offense, which fits really well in the NFL with what we're seeing right now. You know, more teams are letting the quarterback run a little bit more. Certainly, if the tools are there, he has those type of weapons and those type of tools. So, you know, he's coming from a scheme in college, you know, that's going to allow him to play in a very pro-style-minded offensive scheme in the NFL, or more of a zone read. Possibly get some running plays in for the quarterback in the NFL.
You know, it's interesting. Everything you've said so far in this interview has kind of been like a checklist for reasons that this guy is going to be attractive to a guy like Bill O'Brien, a George O'Leary. You know, he used to be an assistant under O'Leary. And, you know, when O'Brien was introduced to the media and the public back on January 3rd, he was immediately asked, what type of offense are you going to run? What type of defense are you going to run? And he was very coy and said he's not going to get pinned down by committing to either one of those just yet. But he did say that a Texans offense is going to go week to week and game plan to game plan. as it pertains to O'Leary, and you said the development of Bortles under O'Leary, how good a spot would the Houston Texans be for a Blake Bortles, for a quarterback to develop?
I think it'd be a wonderful spot. And I think what we're seeing in the NFL, you know, what we've seen recently with the other quarterbacks in the league, it's very quarterback-minded. And as long as you have the quarterback in there, you're going to mold your offense, you're going to mold the scheme really around the personnel. So, you know, Bortles is a caliber of athlete that allows you to be multiple. I mean, you don't have to – I mean, he's not going to be Peyton Manning back there where he traditionally sits in the pocket. Maybe he's not really compared to RG3. Maybe he's probably not going to run that much, but he's a combination of both that's still going to keep defenses honest. So, you know, from the standpoint of Coach O'Brien, obviously he's not going to say anything that's going to limit, you know, the type of player that they want to really build their offense around. Bortles will be a wonderful prospect. I think it allows him to be very multiple, and he's proved, you know, his development over the last couple of years that he can be that player for the Texans.
Some of the other players the Texans are looking at as far as quarterbacks are concerned, the other big names, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, both of those guys are working in this offseason with quarterback coaches. What's Blake Bortles doing this offseason to ready himself for the combine and this whole draft process?
Well, he was recently you know, up there meeting with the media near the Super Bowl. He obviously wanted to do that, get out there, meet a bunch of guys. That was first and foremost. I mean, look, this guy's a tremendous worker. He's definitely working with quarterback coaches. He's definitely developing his game. He knows that it's all going to go on the line at the combine. And if you don't have a good pro day, if you don't have a good combine, obviously it's going to drop your status. So, you know, from that standpoint, he's obviously going to be working with quarterback coaches, developing his game in the weight room. I mean, this guy's a tremendous worker. He knows he's had to fight for everything that he's gotten to this far, and he knows that obviously hard work has paid off thus far, and he's going to continue that. So he's certainly getting ready for the combine and getting ready for the NFL draft.
You run an SEC site, so you're probably very familiar with Johnny Manziel, and right now his draft stock is rising. Do you think Blake Bortles has a shot to be the number one overall pick?
Well, I think that's ultimately you know, going to be up to Coach O'Brien and the organization. Does he have a shot? Absolutely. Right now,
or I should say, is he worthy of it?
Johnny Manziel and Blake Bortles to be the top two quarterbacks, top two signal callers. Bortles can absolutely be that top pick. It really kind of depends on what direction they want to go. And if you're Coach O'Brien, you have a decision to make. To me, the top overall player on this board is Jadeveon Clowney. He's the most talented player in the draft. So you have an option. You can take the most talented player, in my opinion. Get a guy like Clowney, build your defensive line out, and combine him with J.J. Watts. I mean, you're talking about a prolific defensive line, and you can go get a veteran quarterback somewhere on a waiver, somewhere as a free agent. Sign him, bridge the gap for a couple years, maybe get the franchise quarterback that you want, unless you think Johnny Manziel or Teddy Bridgewater or Blake Bortles is going to be that franchise guy for you right now.
That's so funny because we talk about SEC and you jump right in there with Jadeveon Clowney. I should have known better. I should have thrown his name out there first.
Well, Clowney is a wonderful prospect. And what we've seen is, you know, 2 years ago, really, when he made a name for himself, I mean, this is a guy who was, you know, talked about a lot last year, kind of in a negative light. You know, he was banged up a little bit last year. Some questioned his motor, whether he was giving it, you know, 100% all the time. But one thing's for sure, he was out there playing for his team. This guy is one of the most prolific players that we've seen, certainly coming out of high school into college. To me, he's the most talented player in this draft, but it really depends on the teams and what direction Coach O'Brien wants to go. But certainly, Bortles, Manziel, and Jadeveon Clowney are up there in the top three.
All right, John Cooper of Saturdays Down South. Had a lot of fun talking to you. We really appreciate the time, and maybe we can catch up again down the line.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.